So in a prior podcast, we actually talked about harvesting humans in a different way. But now what we're talking about is strictly for human consumption. So in the other podcast, what we're talking about were the Crimeas, right? How they're growing human organs, hearts, lungs, you name it, and eyes, anything that's of value that a human might want to spend a lot of money on to get replacement parts so that he can or she can extend their life. This is going to be a huge commodity item in the future as we shift into the transhumanist world where we augment the human body with non-human counterparts, right? And some may appear to be human, but they're not. I mean, we already do it simply with fake knees and prosthetics and this, that, and the other. But we're getting ready to, jump leaps and bounds. If you're not familiar with Elon Musk's work, he's actually got a chimpanzee playing Pong using nothing but his mind because he put a microchip inside the monkey. So we're there, folks. The globalists are there, and they want to take us to the next level. They know what is capable with it, which is mainly control. And being the ultimate watchers. And obviously, the methodology that they're going to go about doing this, most people may not agree with. But with most major resets, people don't tend to agree with them anyway, and we get through the reset, and everyone seems to be happy after the fact. So that's how we got from there to here, going from way back from Mesopotamia to, from Babylon to where we're at now. And nothing's really changed in the eyes of the keepers, so to speak. So the real question is who or whom is harvesting us, right? And are they doing it on a small level or on a large level? Right now they're having a huge influx of migrants into the United States through the southern border, and they're putting the word out that they would like them to be unaccompanied, pretty much women and children or what are coming over. I wonder if that's a better, delectable to eat and not so tough on the skin. I don't know, guys. I go on social media the same way you guys do. I see and hear the conspiracy theories. Do I buy into them? There was a lot of stuff I didn't buy into, I would say 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I can't believe that it's been that long now. And actually longer, but really that long where I actually started getting involved deep, because at the time I was actually researching realistically to get into politics. And I realized you couldn't get into politics until you knew enough about religion, because they're so intertwined, especially on the international stage. And it just goes from there. And it never ceases to amaze me the amount of conspiracy theories I've come across all along the way between that time and now that have come true. Okay, so we're back. And to break this down real quick, what these tablets revealed from ancient Sumeria was that they were polytheistic, not monotheistic. Now, anyone that's been listening to my podcast knows that this is a game changer. There's a whole different set of class, the way civilizations carry out between polytheism and monotheism, and that was a huge changeover, right? When they changed over at Anno Domini, a huge reset, and they switched everyone over from polytheism to monotheism. And so the legend went that there was monotheistic religions out there prior to, but this tablet confirms that even the Sumerians, which is the oldest living civilization with the languages and the written history recorded that we have, is showing that they also were polytheistic. And that goes along with everything else that we've been talking about that was here prior to the deluge of roughly 10,000 years ago. So with that being said, now we can make more realistic assumptions about why things were the way they were, as opposed to having to separate out one civilization from the rest because we were assuming that they had a different belief system, when actuality they were still on the old system and belief system as well. The whole world at once was polytheistic. It's amazing. So this is a huge breakthrough, and it totally crushes the Jewish narrative, and it just totally, and really, and for that matter, of, you know, any mainstream religion. So it's diehearted in certain roots, but you know, they'll carry on, and no one's going to bat an eye at this new information, right? It won't make mainstream news, and it'll be, like I said, no one's going to bat an eye at it, because it really comes down to more than the science and the reality. Now these things are just established as belief systems in the general public sphere, and there's no changing that, right? It's become an ideology. And so that's what we study here at Ideologically Illogical, is other people's ideology. And not just from this time period and, you know, people from around the globe, but from other time periods and all of those people and from around the globe, because that's what we want to see and connect all the dots to see how we ended up here and where we're headed and why everything is happening the way it's happening. And that's why this is a huge game changer, because when everything was polytheistic, so in the beginning, if the origins of this planet take us back to Atlantis, as it is the original name for the entire planet, those of you that are still finding this out for the first time, check out some of my other podcasts, but the fabled, mystical Atlantis that some think is a city, some think was an island, some think was a this, some think was a that, was actually the entire planet. This was the island planet Atlantis. And the image that Plato drew out is almost equal to looking at the Earth from the North Pole position, right, from top position. And it's quite interesting that as a species, we label everything. We label every country, every city, every, you know, we separate everything by country. Then within the country, we either have, you know, states, or we have provinces or what have you. And then within that, we have districts or cities or counties. And then within that, we have, you know, towns and municipalities and, again, cities. And it's just, wow. And when people go, where are you from? Or, you know, they always seem to allocate it to the most minute thing that's divided and multi-divided. And likely so, I guess, to a certain extent. You know, obviously, English-speaking people that come from New York speak different than those from Texas, than those from California, than those from Ireland, and those from London. I get that. And the same with Spanish, right? I grew up speaking Spanish as well, and it's very clear northern Mexico's dialect compared to mid-Mexico, compared to southern Mexico, compared to coastal Mexico, compared to Spain, and even the different aspects from around there. So language really does tie us into a colloquial area, right? But it does not define who we are. We are all earthlings. We are all Atlanteans. We are all part of this one earth. We are not part of that little speck of the earth. I mean, yeah, that might be where you were physically born from your mother, right? Or to their egg, whatever. I'm not going to go there. But seriously, though, just because you happen to be there at that point in time, or your mother at that point in time, does not necessarily bond you to only being just that, especially if you look at your entire ancestry of all sides of your family. People go normally say both sides, but it's not just both, because on top of your mom and dad, well, they had moms and dads, and then the other two had moms and dads, and they had moms and dads and moms and dads and moms and dads, and the other ones had moms and dads, and so on and so on and so on. So the growth rate and expansion is exponential, meaning we're all earth mutts. We're all one. You know, we're all one family, and we used to be super unified across the entire planet. We all got along. We traveled. We had flying machines. We had communication devices. We had electricity. We had running water. We had all the everything that you can think of modern times. We as a civilization had it. But something happened. An alien race intervened in our planet, and initially, supposedly, they came with good intentions, but ultimately, we were betrayed. And ever since that betrayal, we have lost our true heritage of who we really are. And now we're down this other path. And this new alien race is constantly shifting, not just terraforming the planet, but shifting and sculpting the human DNA itself. So if there's something to have a Sunday sermon about, or a revival about, or you know, what did we used to gather to do on Sunday prior to, you know, the Jesus myth? Because obviously we've been gathering as a species for eons and eons. Now, when you look at other religions, let's say the Muslim religion, and they do their prayer five times a day and this, that, and the other. I mean, that's more what I would expect from an older school religion, that knew they had to take certain times every day and not just limit the prayer to Sunday. And when I say prayer, I use that term loosely. What I really mean is performing, you know, vocalizing outward frequencies with intent that are used to manifest, you know, this reality, right? So that's the essence of magic, and that's what religion has tried to take over. And it's interesting because a lot of people say, oh, well, that, you know, that's just not true, and they try to get rid of, you know, the witches and this, that, and the other. Well, obviously they wanted control of the whole thing, but it was always about magic. And it's even depicted in movies like The Prince of Egypt from that one studio anyway, the cartoon one, the musical. And they're talking, when they're battling, when he shows back up, right, Joseph, and talking about their magic being better than his, and he changes his staff into a snake, and they change stuff into stuff, and the music's really great. It's one of the better scenes out of the whole movie because it's so powerful because of the magic. And magic is religion. Religion is magic. But guess what? All of that just boils down to plain old, good old science. And that's what they've always tried to keep from the masses, those that want to retain the ultimate science for themselves, which gives them the ultimate control over mankind, to control with power, with might. Because you, it's not just about having the greatest weapon. It's about controlling the greatest knowledge, the greatest assets, the greatest everything. And you can only get this by being ahead of the game. And unfortunately, that's what this planet has come down to since the arrival of the alien race. And so we're all blended now. This has been eons since all of this happened, and anyone can go look at the Sumerian texts and all the history that's transpired from there. And we go through a lot of that in our podcast. So by all means, go check out some of the other episodes. But at the end of the day, we are here in the now today. And I, for one, am tired of seeing this division that's being created by the politicians amongst the planet. And obviously, it's to usher in the one world government. They need every local government to fail first in order to make theirs succeed. But what they don't understand is it's failing artificially, and people see that and they know it. It's not failing organically. So they're never going to get rid of the ideology of the freedom of Americana and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Sorry, guys, you're just not going to do it by going about things this way. So we can unite the world and we can bring world peace. And that's my one true goal. And I'm here to not aid the New World Order, but to stop them in their tracks. And we, the people, have the real power to usher in what they think they want to force upon us. All right, guys, that's it for our first Sunday, whatever we're going to call it, not sure yet. Because prior to Anno Domini and the creation of the Jesus myth and Yahshua mythos, what did everyone actually pray to? And I don't want to make Sunday all about prayer. I want to make it about us gathering together as one in unification, in peace, in harmony, and music will be our language to do that.